Onyx Lopez, the second-year head coach, second year, right, for the Fire Islands Falcons. That's what I thought. Coach, thanks for joining us, and just kind of give us your overall view of how the preseason has gone for you guys so far.
It's really interesting because we've graduated a couple big players for us from last year. So we've been kind of trying to figure out what girls are going to step up and fill that role. So it's been interesting. I've got a few seniors this year who I think are going to play a big part in what we're going to do.
What did you learn last year in your first year that's going to help you this year in year number two?
I think the biggest thing was just learning a new environment over at Firelands. I was very unfamiliar with the program, unfamiliar with the culture. So the biggest thing was just coming together with those girls and learning more about them so that way I can help them be successful.
So there's a rumor on the street. You have an ex-head coach helping out this year?
I do.
And his name is?
Mark Feldman. Coach Feldman, it really is going to be seamless for us. So that really helps. You know, obviously I played for him, and he was a mentor to me, became more like a family, you know, family to me. So it's going to be exciting adding him on. I think it's going to benefit us tremendously. Like I said, just because things are just going to be so seamless, you know, he knows what I expect. And I think it's also super empowering to the girls to see that somebody that I formerly played for, somebody who was also a head coach, is willing to come, you know, and not necessarily work under me, but, you know, work alongside of me. And kind of see those roles being reversed. So,
do you take a little bit of his philosophy and his plans?
Absolutely. When we played them last year, I knew there was going to be things that he already knew I was going to be doing. Like I said, he was a huge mentor to me, became like a family to me. So, you know, it's nice to have him.
Onyx, last year your team went 15-7, and you've got some obviously some top returners. Can you tell us about some of the young ladies that are returning? And that first year, I would think you had to be overall pleased, you know, with that kind of a record in year one.
Yes, I was very pleased with what we were able to do last year. Like I said, a lot of that just came from learning the girls. Like, when you develop a good relationship with your team, the opportunities are endless. You know, of course you're going to lose some games and go up against tougher competition, but the way we were able to just become a family quickly really helped us. I have some top returners who played varsity for me last year, who I expect to, you know, fill those same roles. I have Kendra, I have Izzy, I have Jordan and Lexi. Those four kind of played a key role for us. And then now I'm adding some my senior group, who I'm expecting to kind of fill the same role those seniors did last year. I have Mia, Haley, and I have Emma Krebs. So in there I have a post, a point guard, and a defender. So hopefully those, like I said, hopefully we're filling seamless roles there.
And it has to help too, Coach, the fact that this is your second year there. The girls know the program or your program, what you want to do, what you suspect of them.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, we were just having this conversation. We had our first scrimmage yesterday. And where we are this year at this point in the season versus where we were last year, it's definitely things are looking up. So I'm glad about that. You know, they learned my expectations. I learned how to coach them, and we're way further along this year than we were last year. So that really helps.
So what are the expectations for this year's team? How good can you be? And what are your thoughts on the LCA?
I would actually like to see us be more competitive in our non-conference games, because we're going up against competition that you don't get to study all the time. And so I think that will be another true testament to our, you know, success this year, is how do we match up against some of those Division I teams who play a different style of basketball than we're used to seeing in the LCA, you know, going up against different kinds of defenses. And then in the LCA, I just expect us to be competitive. That's really my main goal there. You know, I think every year in history, and then my first year last year, I think every year we expect to be one of those top three teams, and hopefully we can be top one. All I know last year is we weren't first, so that's always the goal, right? Who cares what you were if you weren't first? So,
what do they say? Nobody remembers who.
Nobody remembers second place.
Nope, you're right.
No.
And playing those non-conference teams, the tougher ones, definitely help you come tournament time. And
absolutely, I like to see kind of like a different look. You know, when you come up against tournaments, you never know who you're going to get. So just getting as much exposure to those different kinds of teams as we can throughout the season will be beneficial to us.
Who are some of those teams you're playing independent?
We have Lorain and Elyria, which will be interesting with Coach Feldman. We also have Bellevue, Margaretta, Vermilion. We play Edison. So we just have a wide range of different styles of basketball, which, again, will be helpful to us come tournament time.
I'll say, is that kind of the goal for your independent schedule? I know you want to win them, but also to see different teams from different areas play different styles to get you prepared for late February?
Absolutely, yeah. I would love to see us, like I said, just maybe focusing even more on that non-conference schedule and executing. You know, we change up our style per matchup. So figuring out if we can execute against those teams, like I said, that we're not used to seeing all the time will be a testament to our success and, you know, our development.
In talking with you last year and again hearing you tonight, I also get the sense from you that for you it's not just coaching these girls, but that you want them to I don't know how I want to term this, but just you have a different expectation, like you're a role model.
Yes.
I think you look at it that way, and that you want them to realize that women can not only coach, teach, whatever. But I get that sense that's important to you.
Yeah, it's very important to me. I think I was introduced to basketball as a family sport, not a team sport. So it to me, I really do take that personal. And, you know, there's always a lesson to be learned. And there's, as me, as the mentor, there's always a lesson to be taught. So just looking at it from that aspect, you know, this is high school basketball. This isn't the NBA. This isn't anything like that. So at the end of the day, there's a duty that I have to serve these girls in a way that's going to be beneficial to them for the rest of their life. So we teach that through basketball.
Well said.
So what do you think this year is going to be the toughest chores for you?
Other than this interview with David.
I know, this is a lot of pressure. No. Like I said, I think our first game's going to be tough. We're going up against Margaretta. And I feel like the first game just always kind of sets the tone for what you're looking for the rest of the season. In the conference, I think we played Columbia over the summer out in Findlay, and that's going to definitely be another tough matchup for us. Going up against Keystone and Columbia, I think we're going to have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder and, you know, want to get back from where we left off last year. So I think really the whole schedule in the LCA, anything can go anyway. You know, you heard D-Mock talking about how he's got girls that are ready to go. Whether you have 7 or 10, it doesn't matter. That's why you play the game. On any given night, any team can beat any team. So,
well, Onyx, thanks so much for coming out. We really do appreciate it. Want to wish you and the Lady Falcons the best of success this season. And congratulations on bringing Mark Feldman over to
Thank you.
Let him do the pregame speeches. You know, that voice kind of gets like this. He talks like
he's
this.
Notorious. He's notorious. Well, yeah, we're excited.
It's a good thing that they don't give signs in basketball. He might be stealing them.
Thanks for having me, Coach Lopez. I'm happy. No, it's great that you're going to have him. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.